here at the new Classical FM, and it's Tuesday, and that means only one thing.
Yay!
That it's Anti-Noise Pollution League Day today, an initiative that we've put together that highlights restaurants that not only serve incredible food, but as well have an atmosphere conducive for conversation. No loud, booming music in the background.
No destroyed voice afterwards.
That's right, yeah. Yelling to be heard. And joining us today is owner and chef Frank Ward of the Harborside Artisan Kitchen and Bar, which is at 2416 Lakeshore Road West in Oakville, just by the Bronte Harbor. And welcome to the program, sir.
Indeed. Thank you very much for coming in this morning.
Thanks very much. I appreciate you being here today.
So for people who aren't familiar with your restaurant, give us a quick overview.
To sum it up, I would probably suggest that it's an artisanal style restaurant, mm-hmm. that we do everything from scratch with fresh ingredients. We do daily specials, and we normally change our menu every 3 to 4 months, mm-hmm. and keep it as seasonal as possible.
Right.
And what is your experience? You were just telling us beforehand, it sounded so interesting to me, I want to ask it again, as a chef and studying and et cetera, et cetera.
I'm a classically trained French chef with over 40 years' experience. I hold an interprovincial Canadian Red Seal. Ooh. And spent most of my training initially with those style kitchens of the British Transport Hotels, Thistle Group, worked in most 4 and 5 star restaurants within Europe and predominantly in Scotland and in Britain.
Yeah.
Wow.
For how long have you been in Canada?
I've been here for about 22 years now.
22 years.
And has the Harborside Artisan Kitchen been around that long as well?
No, we've only been open 2 years now. Mm-hmm. And initially, a little bit tough going, but I believe it's a case of the tortoise and the hare, and then we're very much a tortoise, and you know what happens with that.
Yeah.
End of the day, we'll hopefully win a race.
Sure. And you're saying we, is that you and your wife?
That's right, right. Yes.
Has it go ahead, sorry.
I'm pretty much back of house. My wife does the front of house, and mm-hmm. she's extremely entertaining. I pretty much try and stay out of the limelight.
Had it always been your dream to open your own establishment?
Very much so. It's the reason I got in the profession when I was around about 14 years of age.
Wow. Incredible.
Well, we've been looking at your menu and really, mm-hmm. truly drooling. I mean, it's just, I am going a little bit crazy for the chocolate brownie. I know, I just cut right to the dessert. But
wow, I can't believe that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's funny you've mentioned that, because I've actually brought some of the chocolate brownie today with me.
There is a God.
I thought, just in case you might need a light snack
sugar
or
boost.
A little bit of lunch you might not have brought in. So I've brought our daily soup today. I quickly stopped off at the restaurant on the way in.
Oh, nice.
So I brought a wild mushroom soup for you. Mm. And for a quick snack afterwards, the brownie, I suggest just lightly warming it. If you have a microwave to hand, 15, 20 seconds does the job.
Sure. Wow.
It is made of 70% Belgian chocolate and hazelnuts.
Jaw drop.
Holy smokes. How many people can you entertain at your establishment?
Our restaurant, we're licensed for 65, and in the summertime we have a small patio.
Right.
Oh, nice.
That accommodates about 18.
Right.
Most of our seating is booth seating.
Mm-hmm.
So we find that usually the booths of 4 are taken up by couples of 2.
Right.
And more so than not, recommendation is to reserve a table.
Sure.
Okay.
Because it's somewhat small, and it does fill up quite quickly.
What's the atmosphere like inside?
That's a very good question, that. Sometimes it's hard to see the trees for the woods.
So I actually
spoke to a couple of our regular customers, and I said, how do you find this place? I said, what mm-hmm. makes you decide to come here? And generally their answer to us was, it's not really cookie cutter. It's very much like, they call it like a boutique restaurant.
Mm.
And they said that when they come in, they feel that comfortable. They feel like they're at home.
Isn't that nice?
Lovely. Yeah. And I do love booth sitting.
Oh, yeah.
Because it feels like it's your own private place.
It's very, very much. Yeah. It's very easy to hold a conversation.
Sure. Sure. And also, I didn't realize that Frank is actually in Bronte. I mean, mm-hmm. I know it said the Bronte Harbor, but there's such a pretty pocket around that harbor. It's really a lovely place to be.
Well, where we're located, I like to think that we're probably Bronte's best kept secret, because we're stuck in a little corner, we're a little establishment.
Mm.
So I think a lot of our customers probably want to keep it to themselves, I think.
a little bit of a secret establishment. Now, you are basically the man in charge. You are the kitchen runs on you.
Kitchen runs on me, but I'm not too sure I'm the man in charge. My wife might have something to say about
the
that.
The woman in charge.
And I know you change. You say you change the menu every 3 months or so. But I like to ask this of every chef that comes in. Out of everything on the menu, okay, I'll say the current menu right now, what would be your favorite thing?
Now that's a very tough question because you put me on the spot. For me to, I think that food is very emotive, and for me to pick a favorite on my menu at the moment, it'd be like me suggesting to somebody with five children, who's your favorite child?
Sure. Yeah, exactly. Sure.
So I don't think I'd want to put myself
right.
in that
That's
spot.
A nice way to put it, though, isn't it?
It's a beautiful way to put it. What do, you obviously like to experiment.
I do.
Yeah.
I like very much to, with my experience, I have a tendency to try and not be the norm. As an example, at weekend we do brunch, and on our brunch menu we have unusual items. As an example, we have an item called a breakfast popover, which is a fresh Yorkshire pudding that is done with a country gravy that's finished off with two eggs over hash browns. It's something that you generally wouldn't find on any normal brunch menu.
Right, right. And you can, and you, as well in your establishment, you can host events, is that correct?
That's right, yes. Yep. We do small events. Usually, I try not to do any more than, say, an event for 40 to 60 covers, because I think it's a personal thing.
Exactly.
For sure.
Exactly.
I also like this butter chicken here.
It's one of our most popular dishes.
Is it? With toasted almonds? Oh, yeah. And the mango chutney and naan and
It's really, I mean, you do have something for everyone here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have vegetarian menus. Poutine seems to be a big thing on the menu.
A selection
sandwiches.
Of them. Yeah. And duck?
Duck, we do a duck confit in-house, and we do it two different styles. We do it with a cracked pepper on a poutine. And the other way you can get it is a duck BLT.
Holy, okay, you have me there. All right, duck BLT.
Okay.
You have me. Frank, this is a wonderful establishment.
Yeah.
I'm so glad to learn about it, and I want to thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thanks very much for your time.
We have been speaking to Frank Ward, the owner and head chef of, and the only chef, of the Harborfront Artisan Kitchen and Bar, which is located in Bronte, or if you prefer the actual address, 2416 Lakeshore Road, West Oakville, a member of the Anti-Noise Pollution League, an initiative that we've put together to promote not only incredible dining, but an atmosphere that allows you to have conversation and really round out your entire dining experience. You want to find out more about the league, check out the Facebook page or go to our website, classicalfm.ca.